This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I hate a flub. Well, when it's my flub. I don't mind if someone else has a flub. But when I have a flub.
I love when you're flubby on the day you're supposed to be all dialed in.
Oh, boy. All right. Beat the Hammer. Our prize today is a Phillies Retro Powder Blue T-shirt. The Powder Blue. I believe I heard T-Mac earlier this week say, or maybe it was over the weekend, that the powder blue is his favorite jersey. I think he did said
it's, right? It's my favorite in sports, like sports.
See, it's not mine because it reminds me of bad Phillies teams in the 80s.
You know, I can get past that.
Yeah, I can get past that, though.
What should I do with my powder blue Reese Hoskins?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's good.
He's a Philly.
He's a Philly. You can always wear that. You couldn't wear
a Jake Arrieta powder blue.
You could not wear Jake Arrieta.
No.
No, you can always
Travis
wear
Travis Lee.
Yeah, you cannot wear Travis Lee. There's a line.
But it is.
Now, Reese is okay. People like
valid.
Reese.
I love him. We'll always love him.
So that is kind of
solid
investment.
You're in good shape. All right.
I thought about that.
Tom in Wilmington, probably not in good shape. I mean, he's about to get humiliated in front of like a million people on the radio. But good morning, Tom.
Hey, and now I'm going to be on YouTube, so. The pressure is even more on.
Well, one thing, we don't do the YouTube when we're Friday at Borgata, so I hate to
pressure. Less pressure. You're good there. No worries.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I caught a break.
So, Tom, do you feel confident in your sports acumen to, you know, beat the Hammer?
Well, I'm 0-3 playing beat the Hammer, so.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
at least you've played it. I do think that's an advantage.
Yeah. Well, first you have to get a couple right, so we'll see how this goes.
Tom, let me just say this. When I leave this set to not be able to hear anything that goes on, I'm going to leave with tremendous confidence.
Well, yeah, Tom's really not doing much to inspire confidence.
I'm going to peacock on the way in, and believe me, I'm going to peacock on the way out. I'm going to wish you good luck right now, Tom.
All right. Sounds good, Joe.
I do think it's an advantage to have played. I think the first time you get on and the music's going and the pressure's on, Tom, you're a veteran now. We could say that. I think this is the time. Fourth time's the charm, I believe.
That's it. Let's do it, guys.
I'm not noticing any peacocking at all from
Joe. Do you think he actually knows how to peacock in real life?
Well, we are noticing. You know, we have a major problem with his pants shortening up. Yeah, they have shrunk.
It's gotten worse every day.
Everyone notices it.
His
pants are about 2 inches too short. All of them.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's wearing the same.
It's weird.
He's away now.
All right. Safely ensconced. Tom, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Sounds good. Let's go, guys.
All right. Here we go. You'll have 55 seconds. Our category for the week, I was going to say in honor. I will say in dishonor of the Sixers and Flyers season coming to an end. We're doing bad Philly sports seasons. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
Yep.
All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. In 2005, this former Rutgers quarterback started the final seven games for the Eagles after Donovan McNabb's injury. Name him.
Oh, my God. Skip.
What pro basketball Hall of Famer played for the nine-win Sixers in the 1972-73 season?
Skip.
The 99-loss Phillies had two different managers in 2015. Name them.
Skip.
What Hall of Fame head coach did the Flyers fire eight games into the 06-07 season? 2006-07 season.
Ken Hitchcock.
In 2012, what team beat the Eagles 42-7 in Andy Reid's last game as Eagles head coach?
Lions.
In 2005, this former Rutgers quarterback started the final seven games for the Eagles after Don McNabb's injury. Name him.
I know this, too.
Time.
Okay. All right, we got one.
I knew that one.
What was it? It won't count. You got it?
No. I think I knew it.
Gotcha. All right, Tom, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to wave the hammer back in.
He's sort of trying to jog today. Is that what that was? Is that him trying to get a little mini workout in? I think that's what we just witnessed.
Because I'm already in better shape. I'm working out.
He tried to speed it up.
The hammer! Oh, yeah. How did it take us like 8 years to realize this should be, intro music? I mean, greatness recognizes greatness.
I think you should count yourself as lucky that you got that played for you instead of the, some of the...
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make I think Chariots of Fire music is probably the funniest one.
This
and the irony of it.
You're right. But he's actually got some alacrity to him today. Like he was rolling down the avenue running back.
I feel good, man.
He looked sprightly.
I worked out yesterday. I feel great. All right, it's Tom in Wilmington. I actually don't feel totally great. I'm a little sore. But mentally,
good.
I feel great.
I like when you're
saying, that means
off a little
that
bit.
That is a good thing.
That you did some work.
Exactly. Tom in Wilmington. Did he put in work here and beat the hammer?
You ready?
Ben.
All right. Category for the week in dishonor of the Sixers and Flyers seasons coming to an end.
Yep.
We're doing bad Philly sports seasons. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
Holy mackerel. A Chip Kelly could be in here. And you know what the irony is? They actually went 7-9 that year.
They did, you're right.
Which is bad.
Now, Chip went 6-9.
He did.
Pat Shurmur.
That's right. Undefeated as Eagles head coach, Pat Shurmur.
All right, what do we got here, James?
Let's
go
roll.
Ahead.
All right, you have
How did Tom?
You have 55 seconds. The clock will start as soon as the first question is finished
being asked. I'm predicting Fred Carter as an answer.
Question number one. In 2005, this former Rutgers quarterback started the final seven games for the Eagles after Donovan McNabb's injury. Name him.
McMahon.
What pro basketball Hall of Famer played for the nine-win Sixers in the 1972-73 season?
Wow, I didn't know they had a Hall of Famer. I will guess. Well, the question is Doug Collins in the Hall of Fame? I don't think so. I will guess George McGinnis.
The 99-loss Phillies had two different managers in 2015. Name them.
Say it again?
The 99-loss Phillies had two different managers in 2015. Name them.
Sandberg and McCannon?
What Hall of Fame head coach did the Flyers fire eight games into the 2006-07 season?
Hall of Famer, I guess that's Hitchcock?
In 2012, what team beat the Eagles 42-7 in Andy Reid's last game as Eagles head coach?
Giants?
A 4-1 victory.
That's
Hal
how
Greer.
You do. That's
Hal
the
Greer
hammer.
Was a Hall of Famer.
Who was?
Hal Greer.
Oh, there you
wow,
go.
Wow, Hal Greer was still on that team. How about that? That's a great job by the hammer. I mean, that's a great job. I mean, it's just a hammer being a hammer. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, you want me to gloat that much? I mean, wasn't this expected? I'm the hammer, and other than MC and Dave Schultz, others aren't. So hammer's just putting in the business, putting the work he puts in, like Howie Roseman with the draft. Greatness recognizes. This guy hung up. I was just going to go to when the guy hung up.
All right, can we, Joe, I know you're going to disagree
with
this.
You're going to ban this guy.
Yeah, everyone else on the show, can we all agree that even if he's the fifth caller, Tom from Wilmington is never allowed to play? But you can't go 0-4 and keep calling.
No.
And put that, no, that out there. So Tom in Wilmington, and it's your wonderful guy, Tom. You are the first ever banned contestant from Beat the Hammer. I'm sorry. I got
to
do it.
Is that what it's come to?
This guy has given him four wins. And
nobody gives. I take wins. But I will tell you this, James. James, I concur.
Thank you.
But for a different reason. I have brought him to his knees. Hammer! I got people banned because they can't compete. That's the greatness of the Hammer. Victory 281. Shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So I just turned to Devin here. He's filming this. This will go up on social media in the next few minutes. So I've gone back and watched some of these videos in the past, you know, my celebration, and I realize I look so angry. And I'm not really angry. I'm really actually happy, but I go into the Hammer egg mode. And then I realize I should give a smile at the end. I don't want people to think that I'm like, this is not a root canal. It's just sports talk radio.
Yeah. No,
and I'm an
intense
ass kicker.
I'd be like
Caesar after he conquers, you know, Gaul, you know, but storming around in a bad mood. He wasn't in a bad mood. He's an ass kicker. Hammer, Caesar, ass kicker.
So thank similar.
You. So thank Joe you. Just turned to the camera and smiled and flexed at the same time. So that'll go up. Well,
you kind of flexed.
You kind of flexed.
Yes, you did.
Fair enough.
All right. What's McMahon's first name?
Mike.
There you go.
Mike McMahon.
I wrote down Mark, and I was like, that doesn't look right.
Yeah.
But Mike, I love McMahon. How you give the last names.
Sometimes.
Smart. It's just smart.
No, it's very smart.
It's so smart. I